No, I do not think that the Golden State Warriors is a better team than the Chicago Bulls that went 72-10. We're talking about, you know, we're obviously talking about two completely different eras of basketball.
No shit.
I think if they played in a series, I think what would decide the series is what era does the refs come from that you allow to referee the series. If you give us the refs from the 90s, Golden State isn't going to win that series.
No shit.
Because the Bulls are going to be very, very physical.
Oh, snap.
Also, the matchup that really hurts teams is the matchup of Draymond Green.
No shit.
The Bulls had a guy named Dennis Rodman.
No shit.
He's about the same size as Draymond Green. They both about 6'7", 6'8", or whatever. Dennis Rodman is probably the best one-on-one defender to ever play the game, in my opinion.
I promise you that.
Oh, snap!
And that's just from just straight defensive capabilities. Nonetheless, all the extra antics he's going to pull during the series, that's going to frustrate Draymond. That matchup, they don't win that matchup so decidingly like they win it every single night in the NBA this year and last year. He can defend Draymond out on the perimeter.
No shit.
He can stay with him on the, you know, on the dribble.
No shit.
Obviously, he can defend him in the post.
I promise you,
because
that
he could defend Shaq in the post. All right, we're talking about Dennis Rodman, the best rebounder of all time. All right.
Oh, snap.
Then we said, all right, what's the other matchups? We look at Klay Thompson. Maybe Klay will be matched up with Scottie Pippen. Once again, we're talking about defensive techniques and capabilities of these players that the Bulls had is on a different level. Golden State isn't getting defended like the Bulls would defend them.
Oh, snap.
You know, for the length of the court, like, they're not getting that. Those open threes that they're getting, they're definitely not going to be getting open threes like that. The ones they're hitting with hands in their face, they will still hit those with hands. I'm not like crazy. I'm not like one of these old dudes who'd be like, yo, you know, Wilt Chamberlain would have dunked on Shaquille O'Neal. No,
excuse me,
garbage. No. Golden State still is going to shoot amazing against the Chicago Bulls. The difference is going to be going into the third and fourth quarters of a seven-game series. The wear and tear that's going to happen on their bodies as they're trying to run around those screens. Yo, Luke Longley, Dennis Rodman, these guys are going to be hitting them. They're going to be physical.
No shit.
They're going to frustrate the Golden State Warriors.
I promise you that.
They're going to be complaining about calls. Who the fuck is going to guard Michael Jordan?
Oh, snap.
Like, they probably almost have to put Draymond Green on him almost. Like, you're not going to put Steph Curry on him, clearly. Klay Thompson is going to be Scooby Snacks.
No shit.
Andre Iguodala, that's who you put on him. You put Andre, and that's definitely your best chance to, like, keep Jordan from, like, not scoring 40 every night. Andre Iguodala is probably the best matchup that you can put on Mike during that series. Then you look at it the other way, too, and you say, well, damn, who's going to check Steph, right?
Who's going to check Steph?
Is it going to be Ron Harper? Is it going to be Michael Jordan? Going to be Scottie Pippen. Who's that matchup going to go to? Once again, you got all these dudes, 6'6", 6'7", long arms. The way that the Bulls play team defense, it's just one of those things that you got to go back and watch the film to really appreciate it. We also take a look at, they have Phil Jackson on their, you know, on their bench. Steve Kerr on the other side. I don't know if Steve Kerr can out-coach Phil Jackson. I'm not going to say he couldn't. I hate how people, you know, just because Phil is a legend, you know, he's got all these chips. I'm not going to say Kerr couldn't outcoach Phil Jackson, but I don't see it happening. I think you got a great series. It may go seven. I really think it ends out in six. I think the Warriors do win two games in the series, but if they're using the refs from the 90s, they don't have a chance. They're not going to win that series. If they use the refs from today, then they have a chance. They have a very good chance to beat the Chicago Bulls from the 72-10 season, just because they won't. You know, one of the main things from back then is you could be physical with players. They won't be able to be as physical with Steph Curry. You know, the moment Dennis Rodman starts doing crazy stuff, they'll probably throw him out the game.
No shit.
He'll probably get suspended for a game because, you know, he'll probably, somebody's going to hammer Steph.
No shit.
Somebody's going to try to injure him at the end of the day. That, you know, it is what it is. But they would have a chance with the new rules and the new refs, you know, no hand checking, all of that. But it would be an awesome thing to see. But I definitely want to thank everybody once again for listening to the Next God Podcast. Until the next time, don't believe the hype. Be the hype, bruh.
Got it now.